Hello everybody, Adam at Flash Building here, and we've got some new stuff going on in Develop PHP we're going to try for a second. So in the first half of this video, I'm going to be showing you guys my video production methods for attaining HD quality videos every time you upload to YouTube. And then the second half of the video, and this all won't take very long, the second half of the video will be I'll be showing you my hardware and little tips on how to make your production workflow faster, and also my output production, the video production method for having it become or ready to be an HD video for YouTube when you upload it. So let's look at my screen recording software, and it's running right now. It's CamStudio, and you can get this free by going to any search engine and typing in CamStudio, and you download the software, and you set it up, and you use it, you start running it. And then before you run it, you go to your options here. You can go to the video options, and I'm going to show you my video settings for when I'm doing screen recordings. I use the TechSmith Screen Capture Codec, which is the screen capture codec that comes with Camtasia. I also use Camtasia, like I was saying, to produce my video file for YouTube HD. I use Camtasia Studio 6. But to do the screen recording, I use CamStudio, which is a free software. And so I use the TechSmith Screen Capture Codec compressor, the quality all the way up to the right, 100%. The configure, the compression control is better compression all the way up to the right. And I have auto adjust set. So that's my video options for when I'm recording, doing screen recordings. And let's see the audio options. Audio options for microphone, right there. You can see it's MP3. Okay. And so really that's all you need to know about that. So when I press stop and I stop recording, I'll render it out as an AVI, so it'll be a high quality AVI file on my desktop. Okay, so now we have a high quality AVI file here that's ready to go into Camtasia Studio 6 or whatever version you have. And there's also other software that does video production in the same ways that Camtasia can. I just happen to like Camtasia Studio. And so what I'm going to do, which isn't absolutely necessary, but I highly recommend it for your daily workflow, and you can make your video making video tutorials a lot faster, you know, the whole process a lot faster. So in a second I'm going to go into the webcam mode and show you my hardware configuration and how I produce the video. But first I have to show you which, if you don't have a network set up on your PC or Mac system, however Macs set up their networks, then you can just produce the file. What you do is you just open Camtasia at this point, and then you drag this file into the window, and then you drag it into the frame, into the timeline, and you start zooming and panning and manipulating it, doing whatever you have to do to it. But I'm going to show you this method because I think it's a lot, it just helps workflow tremendously. So everybody should know about it. So if you have a network set up, say you have maybe a PC tower or two PC towers, just say you have two computers on your network. That's what you want for this method anyway. So share docs on the PC. There's my truncate my videos table that I made yesterday. That's that video for PHP and MySQL. Now I'm going to drag the one from the desktop into my network folder for the main machine. And you see I also have the laptop, which I call Mini-Me, on my network. So what I'm going to do now is switch to webcam mode and show you guys my hardware and how I'm going to take that file from the network, put it into Camtasia Studio 6 on my laptop, so I can free up my time and if I need to work further on my PC, my main PC, my more powerful system, it helps that tremendously. So we'll pick back up with me on the webcam and showing you Camtasia Studio 6 for the output in HD for YouTube. Okay, now let's discuss the benefits of having a nice banging system to make video tutorials with. I want to represent for all the PC users out there, because we were having a Mac versus PC debate in our forums, and I was telling everybody I can do anything that anybody else can do on a Mac, and usually better. And so now it gives me a chance to show off my little system. I've got a custom rig I built about 4 or 5 years ago. It's a Windows XP Pro machine, and it has a nice monster video card inside of it, which enables me to work in any software applications that I feel like working in or doing tutorials in or whatever. 3D applications, sound recording applications, things like that, and video applications. So here we have, so that runs dual DVI out, that system runs dual DVI out to a 22 inch Acer LCD and a 37 inch Vizio HDMI HDTV, which it gets an image which is just as clear as any computer monitors, with going out HDMI from my PC to going out DVI to HDMI to the TV, and it's crispy clear. My webcam video is not going to do it justice, but believe me, it's crystal clear. And so the reason why having dual display from your main system is helpful as a video tutor or as a web designer is because you can work seamlessly between software applications, multiple software applications. Most of you guys know about this, when it goes right in between both monitors with simple, most video cards you buy nowadays have that feature, and you just need two monitors. And so I also have an Acer laptop on my network, and this is the little system I use. It's on the same network as my main PC, and I use this for rendering out and producing the video for HD format for YouTube, and it frees up my system. So I set the AVI file on my network and let the laptop do all the computing power needed for rendering out the file and producing it for YouTube, and it works really nice that way, and it frees up your main system if you feel like, you know, dorking out some more and playing a video game or making another tutorial directly after you make your first tutorial. You can do that. If you have a network set up, this one will render out the file and even upload it to YouTube while you can work in this one. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, if you plan on being successful as a video tutorialist, you're gonna need one of these. It's a little teacup chihuahua. This is my little baby Bella, and she's about 1.4 pounds. Little teacup chihuahua. I'll put her up there on the desk next to the laptop. You see how small she is. She's not much bigger than my hand. She's very itty bitty. She's sweet. She loves her daddy very much. Don't you? Say hi to everybody, Bella. She's like, stop. Stop doing that. Yeah, you're so cute. She hangs out with me in a chair while I'm dorking out. Keep me company. She's sweet. Okay, so now I'll show you the Camtasia Studio production settings. We'll be working on that one and producing for YouTube. And then we're done. Okay, so finally, here we are in Camtasia. After we get the file, the screen recording we want for our tutorial or whatever we're doing, and we bring the file in, we drag it down to the timeline, we're gonna go and click recording dimensions, keep aspect ratio, it'll be 1280 by 720 because that's what we set it as. And now we're ready to do zooming and panning on this thing. So all you have to do is set your zooms and pans wherever you want them as your video plays by clicking zoom and pan here, and it'll help you zoom in and focus on things you want people to see better throughout your tutorial. And also you can add a lot of other things in here, and that would be for you to dig around with. But for this, all I have to do is show you the production settings. So let's go to produce video as, after we get our zooms and pans and everything. Custom production settings. And this is the settings that I use, and it hits HD on YouTube every time. I have QuickTime installed on my machine, so I have the QuickTime option available, and it creates a .mov file, QuickTime movie. So you hit next. And then it's going to show you the details. You can click the QuickTime options to set the details, but basically you want to end up with this right here. And it'll hit HD setting format on YouTube every single time. So inside of the QuickTime options, this is what you want to have when you're done adjusting the options. And it might be this way by default, you might not have to change anything. Go to next. You can set the video size to largest video size. I do that every time. Next. And then I don't touch anything here. I go to next. If you want to put a watermark, you add it right there, a little image. But I don't. Go to next. I don't touch anything there. Go to next. And then we name the file. Put it on our desktop and say my vid. And then when we press finish, the video, the QuickTime video, or the QuickTime movie lands on the desktop, and that's what you upload to YouTube. And that way you can deliver nice video tutorials in the programs that you like best, or the programs that you mastered. Okay, hope to see you on the site at DevelopPHP, adding your tutorials. What the fuck?